just like we're in this position that we kind of expected to be in back in February, March, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, quite honestly, I think in the back of every Commodore's mind, yes. I mean, this is where they expected to be. This is where they wanted to be. That's what all those seniors and upperclassmen were thinking back in February. Shoot, probably back in September, October, November, December, when they were training and fall ball getting ready for this. Because, you know, that's what it's all about. And I think they knew, you know, they had the talent. You know, Tim Corbin is on the record as saying he knew in December when the grades were good, when there weren't any off-the-field issues, that, hey, you know, this team might have something cooking. But, you know, you still got to hit the ball and you still got to catch the ball. And you never know who you're going to run into in the postseason. There's a lot of X factors you can't control and injuries and off-the-field stuff. You never know. But, you know, they've stayed the course. They put it all together. And here they are, 2 wins short of national title number 2.
First things first, take care of business in game one. Because this team, and one of the reasons why they're in this position, and it's not always easy to accomplish this, but they really truly believe the old cliche, and it is a cliche, but they actually buy into it one game at a time. Today they're 0-0. You know, forget about the most wins ever in Vanderbilt history as far as in a single season. Forget about all of that. Today they begin 0-0 as they take on Michigan tonight.
Yeah, and I think the good thing about this team is they have been able to handle that mindset all year long. It's one thing to go out there and say, well, you know, this game's, you know, just as important as the last one and the next one, or this game, we're taking the same approach as we always have. But to go out there and do it is equally impressive, and that's what they've done all year. And I think they know that going into tonight is that, you know, yeah, I mean, everything they've done to this point is outstanding, but if you don't win the next two or the next two out of three, honestly, it'll probably feel all for naught, because as great as this team has been, I mean, that goal has been that national champion, and to be preseason number one, to win the SEC regular season and the tournament, and to get through regionals and supers and go 3-0 in Omaha, it would be just a heartbreaking letdown for them to not get it done. So I think they understand going in that, hey, you know, one day at a time, let's get win number one out of the way, come back Tuesday and close that thing out.
Well, and that's why I talk about tonight being so important for both of these teams, but especially from a Vanderbilt perspective, because Michigan, you know, here's a team that is the perfect example of playing really hot baseball at the right time. You know, they go into the Oregon State Regional as a number three seed, and they advance. And, of course, Oregon State was last year's national champs, but they advance out of that regional. And even Oregon State was the 16 as far as national seed. There's only 16 national seeds out there. Oregon State was number 16. And this was a regional that had Creighton as a number 2 seed. Michigan was the number 3 seed and Cincinnati the 4 seed. So Michigan advances out of that regional. And then they go to L.A. And take 2 out of 3 from the number 1 overall national seed in UCLA. So it's no accident that Michigan finds itself in this position. I mean, hats off to them. But if you're Vanderbilt, you don't want to allow them to keep on having this hope, per se. You want them to start having doubts. And to do that, you need to take care of business tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talk about Michigan. You know, Tim Corbin, I think, had a great quote about how this year's Michigan team reminded him of his own 2014 team.
Right.
You know, they kind of slogged through a lot of the year, went 17-13 in the SEC, but got hot at the right time. And he said, you know, he always kind of knew that his 2014 team had what it took. It was just a matter of putting it all together. And this Michigan team, they've done the same thing. You know, out of the Big Ten, you know, had to go on the road to both the regional and the super regional and get this far, you know, was really unexpected from probably anyone outside of their own clubhouse. But, you know, that being said, if you're right, if you're Vanderbilt, you come in there as, you know, the favorite, the team that everybody's going for, and you leave no doubt, because Michigan's going to play that underdog role. I mean, why wouldn't they? I mean, I would if I were them. You know, you're going up against big bad Vanderbilt, and yeah, you've beaten UCLA and you won on the road at Oregon State, but not a lot of people expect you to win this thing. So the longer you hang around, it's no different than any other sport. You know, if it's 1-1 in the seventh, if it's, you know, 3-3 in the sixth, if you're in that game, you're going to think you have a chance. But if you're Vanderbilt and you come out and throw that first punch and you're up 4-0 after one inning, maybe the doubt starts to creep in. Maybe this, you know, if you're Michigan, you're thinking, you know, this Vanderbilt team is for real. We haven't seen anything like this at this point.
Yeah, and you start thinking about, you know, Vanderbilt, maybe in 2014, not so much in 2015, but when you get to the College World Series finals, you're like Cinderella. Everybody pulls for you. But now Vanderbilt, with the fact, I mean, I go back and use the perfect example of Florida State. Most appearances, 40 straight as far as the NCAA tournament is concerned, 17 as far as the College World Series, and no national titles to show for it. And then you look at, and the fact, since we've gone to this format with College World Series finals, Florida State's never been in one of those. And here we are with Vanderbilt, the last three times now that they've made it to Omaha in the College World Series, third time in 6 years, they also made it to the College World Series finals.
It's so impressive to put together that track record and that resume, and to understand, you know, from Tim Corbett and his coaching staff standpoint, you know, what it takes to get there. I think the wild card, obviously, going in is not only has Michigan been to that College World Series finals, but a lot of these Vanderbilt players, in fact, all of them haven't been in that position. You know, 2015 was the last time they did it, and we saw how good that 2015 team was, and, you know, they got ousted by Virginia. So it's just a whole new ball game. There's going to be some nerves and emotions from both sides. And so it'll be interesting to see, you know, which team kind of handles that, which team is able to relax a little bit sooner. You would expect Vanderbilt would probably have the upper edge given what they've, you know, gone through and been in the postseason all these years and have that expectations to be there in the end. But then again, you know, what's the old adage? Sometimes you're too stupid to know what's going on. Maybe that's Michigan's case, right? Maybe they're just out there playing and they're don't really understand the big moment. So I think, you know, whichever team kind of settles in first will definitely have the edge early on in the series.
Chad Bishop, he covers the Commodores for Vandy247.com. You know, you threw it out there earlier. You know, I guess in the end, I guess whatever happens this week is how we'll look back and define this year's team. We go back to 2014, a team that, you know, was fortunate enough to be in the College World Series Finals and was playing really good baseball at the right time, and they took down Virginia. The very next year, Vanderbilt, that particular year in 2015, was in so many ways what we're talking about this year's Vanderbilt team with regards to when you started going down that roster, you know, with Dansby Swanson, Carson Fulmer, and everybody else, you know, you kind of like, okay, we expect them to be there, and then we also expect them to win the national title once they get there. We kind of look at this year's team in so many ways the same way, but for some reason, I just look at this year's team a lot differently than I do 2015 in the sense that, you know, I don't know. It's just something tells me that it's just kind of like what we've kind of grown accustomed to with Alabama football until Clemson took two national titles in the last 3 years, is the fact that no shocker when we're talking about Alabama winning a national championship in football. It's almost in that same regard now as the way we look at Vanderbilt.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to roll with the Commodores until someone else proves me wrong. You know, I was talking to a radio station in Michigan today, and I told them the same thing. I mean, you know, it'd be one thing if this Vanderbilt team was kind of up and down all year, but they have just stayed the course and won the regular season and won the tournament, won the regional and won the Supers, preseason number one, and then, you know, ranked 2-3 in the top three all year long, and they just keep coming and they just keep coming. So I don't know why I would start doubting them now. You know, yeah, they have their target on the back, and yeah, Michigan's gunning for them. But they've handled that all year long. It's not like this is some flash in the pan team. I think they've built that culture, they've built that program, and they got a clubhouse full of players that know how to go out there and get the job done. So, you know, if I were a betting man and I was putting money on Vanderbilt, that's what I'd do, because you'd be hard pressed to convince me that they're not going to take this thing. And that's no disrespect to Michigan. I mean, they just seem to be a team of destiny that has put it all together this year and is playing for one another and playing for the program and really has that goal, and they're going to get it done.
I mean, we look at the record too, by the way. Vanderbilt now with that win on Friday night against Louisville, 11-1 against this year's College World Series teams. And the only loss was when they dropped one out of that best 2 out of 3 series against Arkansas earlier. So, you know, Vanderbilt took 2, Arkansas took the 1. But that's it. That's the only loss. But here's the thing, you know, Michigan, it's not just Michigan, the team that's, you know, riding this high right now. Tonight's pitcher for Michigan, Tommy Henry, is certainly the pure definition of hot pitcher at the right time too, because, you know, he's been magical so far for Michigan in the NCAA tournament. And last time out, that stellar 2-0 shutout victory over Florida State, certainly one of the reasons why I think he's getting the call tonight in this matchup.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I think, you know, you'd be hard-pressed to find a lot of pitchers who have really quieted that Vanderbilt offense. But, you know, shoot, I mean, Luke Smith the other day for Louisville, despite his antics, you know, he did it. He did it for a long time in that game before Vanderbilt pulled one out at the end. And I think that's what makes this Vanderbilt team tough, is no matter what pitcher they face, no matter what arms are thrown at them, they just keep coming and they stay consistent. You know, I honestly thought that they were probably dead in the water the other night against Louisville and they'd have to keep playing another game. But for them to kind of, you know, stay, keep their heads about them, you know, stay consistent, stay like they always do, and keep hounding away, and to get those last two runs to pull out that win. I wouldn't be surprised if a similar scenario played out. Maybe not tonight, but tonight or this week, where, you know, it's kind of a low-scoring game, a pitcher's duel, and everybody's thinking, you know, is this the time that Vanderbilt can't get it done? And then they just pull it out, you know, in the late innings, because that's what they've done. Whether it's 1-9, whether it's late innings, extra innings, they're relentless. They keep coming at you. They don't die. And that's what makes it so tough for opposing pitchers to handle that lineup and that team, because just when you think you got them figured out, they come right back at you. So, you know, I can't wait for that pitching matchup to see, you know, how Michigan handles Vanderbilt's lineup, see what, how they try to attack it, and see if Vanderbilt's lineup can kind of put all doubt to rest, like we said earlier, and jump out on them, you know, with that first punch.
I will say this, you know, both pitching staffs are in the same boat. The fact that they only needed three games, both teams went 3-0 as far as the College World Series. But you would have to think that Vanderbilt's pitching staff, top to bottom, certainly better than what Michigan brings to the table. But then again, though, it really comes down to if a pitcher, especially a starting pitcher, is all of a sudden hot and hotter than normal. Like, but who knows? Does Tommy Henry, for example, have another one of those gems inside of him? Or did he use it all against Florida State earlier in the tournament?
And yeah, and something else, you know, to watch for is Vanderbilt's starting pitching has been great, but, you know, Patrick Rabies has hardly been used really in the postseason, and he's, you know, the all-time winningest pitcher in Vanderbilt history. Is he available at moment's notice? You know, A.J. Franklin and Tyler Brown have been outstanding out of the bullpen. This is only a best of three, so maybe tomorrow night if Kumar Rocker starts the Tuesday game and he gets in trouble, maybe Mason Hickman comes in instead of starting that third if necessary game. So there's a lot of options. You know, anything goes this time of year in the postseason when it comes to college baseball and pitching. I mean, you're going to throw your best arms. It doesn't matter the order. It doesn't matter the inning. You know, you're going to see Tyler Brown maybe pitch, you know, three innings to try to get that save, or two and a third innings, because at this point it's just a matter of surviving and being the last team standing. It's not about, you know, quote unquote, doing it by the book, and this guy goes on night one and that guy goes on night two. Hey, you got to get those guys out there. You got to get outs. You got to get to the finish line, because it's right there, and both teams can certainly taste it.
And under Tim Corbin, when we talk about College World Series finals, third time in 6 years, Vanderbilt under Tim Corbin, 2-0 in these first games of the best two out of three.
Well, that is, I'm sure, a stat that he would not like you talking about, because that is a baseball jinx. No, I'm just kidding. That's got to be huge. Like we said, you got to win in that first game. You know, just put so much pressure on the opponent and so much, you know, confidence in the other team to go out and go win that thing. I mean, this isn't a best of seven. You know, we're not going to be here for another week. This is real close to getting down to the nitty gritty now. So, obviously, whoever wins tonight is going to be right there and really be the favorite to take that trophy home.
See, that doesn't work that way, because earlier when the tournament got started, I threw out a stat that when Vanderbilt got off to the, you know, the blank and O starts, that they made it all the way to the College World Series finals. And so here they are. So I say, you can't like all of a sudden say, now I'm jinxing them, when earlier I threw it out before the whole tournament got underway and threw out one of those positive ones. And now here they are in this situation.
Well, this team is, you know, they're definitely an outlier. They're bucking all the trends. They're setting all the records. They're going to be the standard for years to come. Like we said, I mean, you know, they definitely want to win this thing. But, you know, as history goes on, I think, you know, this team setting the record for wins in a season for the Vanderbilt program, the offensive numbers they put up, it's going to be hard to match this team for a long time, despite, you know, 2014 winning that title and 2015 finishing as runner-up. You know, that 2019 team, when all is said and done, I mean, 13 draft picks, the accolades go on and on. They're going to be a tough team to match. And, you know, I think everyone in the national community is certainly thinking and hoping that that team goes ahead and gets it done so they can kind of put the –